Yeah, it began with dashing cavalry raids and brave bayonet charges, but it ended in a grim shooting match. Not all of the combatants wore uniforms either. Missourians were particularly well known for using the war as an excuse to settle old grudges. Thanks to innovations like the rifled musket and the ironclad monitor, firepower became king. The North could produce more guns, more ammunition, and had more battle-ready soldiers. Thanks to the North's superior railroad network, Northern men and supplies got to the fronts more quickly. Meanwhile, Confederate President Jefferson Davis endured the agony of ruling a nation founded by states' rights activists. Realistically, the Confederacy never stood a real chance. On April 9, 1865, General Robert E. Lee surrendered his Army of Northern Virginia, and the Confederacy shortly afterwards disintegrated. President Lincoln never got a chance to reassemble the Union in person. His assassination in Washington on April 14, 1865, deprived America of the only man who might have healed the terrible scars of this American near tragedy.